producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, booming to you from 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, KTGO in Tioga, KLTC in Dickinson, and wherever you have that iHeartMedia app, the iHeartRadio app, great way for you to listen to us wherever you might be. Brought to you this hour and today, as we are every Thursday, by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Very important time for the lignite industry in North Dakota. A lot of jobs, a lot of families depend on that industry, and you have the EPA that has taken this big, giant target and drawn it right on North Dakota coal. And so that means if you like affordable energy, if you like reliable energy, you want to join this effort. And you can do so and also let the EPA know what you think about what they're trying to do to the coal industry by going to secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. We are coming to you live and direct from the Radisson Hotel downtown Fargo today, where the 2015 North Dakota Governor's Summit on Economic Growth is taking place. And we're going to talk this hour with one of the moderators for a panel that's coming up here in moments, as well as the keynoter, a fellow by the name of Joel Kotkin. The Lieutenant Governor for the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley, is here. Hello, Drew.
Good morning, Scott. Hello to you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
And busy day today. I know you worked a lot on this workforce issue, so let's start talking about your panel today. All-star lineup, Steve Burian from AE2S. We talked actually yesterday in the program to his partner, Charlie Veen. I love the story of AE2S. Like
great
so many stories in North Dakota. Started in the basement, literally, of a downtown park, downtown Grand Forks building, and, you know, two employees, and now grows into a company that's serving people all over.
Yeah, Steve co-founded that that business in 1991 while he was still a graduate school.
Yeah, he was still in school. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then Bev Adams from Sanford Health, obviously, you know, healthcare, well known. There are challenges in recruiting nurses and the shortages and everything else.
Yeah.
David Batchelor from Apario comes from the famous Batchelor family that has done a lot of things in technology and agriculture and this part of the world. And Apario is doing great things. And then Sherry Olson from Evolution One, which is also doing a lot these days. So what's the main goal here? What are we going to take away from the panel?
Well, we're going to be looking at you know, both what are their challenges in workforce recruitment and retention, and then also some what are the solutions that they're finding that are working for them. Because even the companies that do have more openings here, and there are a lot, and that's one of the work challenges here in North Dakota, but they are attracting a robust number of applicants for their jobs. They're bringing in people. We're the fastest growing state in America, and people are coming here to access the opportunity in this economy. So hey, we want to hear what they're doing that's working, and maybe we can cross-pollinate a little bit, and other folks can pick up that information, and we can continue to thrive and work to draw in workforce, the new pioneers coming into our state.
So do you hear from these folks regularly in the governor's office? I mean, they come in there saying, hey, we want to grow, we want to expand, but we can't get workforce. I mean, is this a major problem for business leaders?
You know, yes and no. Yes, that we do hear about that as an issue. But, you know, at the end of the day, the government doesn't run these companies. We want to be their partner, though, for making sure that the state is doing the things that maintain the tax and regulatory environment, that maintains a positive business climate, that they can grow here in our state. And then anything else that we can do to help them attract that workforce, we want to partner with them. So we do hear about it along those lines. This morning, the governor and I had a breakfast with a lot of business leaders from the area before the summit began. They were going around the table, Scott. Some of the numbers are really astonishing for the number of openings that they have, and I'll let them be the ones to share it. But, you know, some of these entities you're talking about in healthcare and manufacturing, whatever else, computer sciences, et cetera, out at Microsoft and others, they've got real challenges, and we want to make sure that the state's doing our job to partner with them and help get the message out. This summit, by the way, today, the Governor's Summit on Economic Growth, I think is just one such opportunity for people to be talking in a public setting about what the challenges are and then how we reach solutions.
Yeah, there's the key, right? Because from what you're hearing from them and what we're hearing today, do you believe that this is stunting our growth in North Dakota? Is the challenge in recruiting a workforce holding us back at all?
I think that what it is, it shows how rapidly the economy has expanded, and it expanded more rapidly than you can move people here. I mean, you can create those jobs, but it is something, it takes some wherewithal to pick up yourself and your family and move from one state to another and go to a different region in the country. So that is going to be a little slower, but it is catching up, and that is what you see in those numbers that reflect we are the fastest growing state in America, and I think that's going to continue on. The national economy remains very sluggish, but here in North Dakota, we continue on with growth. And we continue on, with the strategies that have worked so far.
We had a text from a listener earlier, a 21-year-old by the name of Quentin from out in the Bakken. And he said, I may only be 21, but I worry about the morals and work ethics of young people. It's my belief that all young people should spend an entire summer working on a farm or ranch so they appreciate what they have and know where it comes from. But here's a 21-year-old working in the Bakken. I mean, when you talk to companies, either that are new here or are here, is the work ethic of our worker better than most?
I think it's one of the reasons that our companies are business enterprises have done so well in the past and continue to, is that there is a strong work ethic in this part of the world. If people come to our state seeking to access those economic opportunities, they're going to have to perform at a high level. They're going to have a strong work ethic. They're going to have to be creative, hardworking people. And you see that again and again. I remember some years back, I had a tour out at Microsoft, and we were going around. Don Morton was actually leading me around the premises there, and you started talking about their productivity numbers and how they so vastly outpaced so many other of the other footprints of Microsoft around the globe. And that's a great company, obviously, and they're proud of all of their locations. But their productivity here in North Dakota was so extraordinary that it helped overcome some of the other issues that you might have in attracting workforce. We have that level of productivity. When you have that level of work ethic and you can count on your employees, it means something for a business. They can expand and they can know they can count on that workforce up ahead. The challenge of having to draw people into that workforce is real, Scott. But once they're here, if they're going to succeed, they're going to have to meet the ethic standards here in North Dakota, and I think that's going to be the case.
On solutions, there's a campaign out there called Find the Good Life in North Dakota. You were actually part of the launch of that effort and came on the program. Is that working? I mean, I know it's kind of a marketing feel-good thing, but is it working?
Right. It's interesting. I wouldn't develop that. I just was involved in, like, just helping them launch and trying to get some attention to the project. And it's a public-private partnership. And I talked to Sarah Otte Coleman a while back about that very thing. And they're following the metrics of the number of people that are trying to access jobs and applying for things here in North Dakota. And with a little bit of a slowdown right now in the oil patch and elsewhere around the state, a little bit, it's tough to read it. But what I hear is all signs are good. They feel like it is getting the word out around the country, and it takes a little while, as you can imagine, though, to get people to feel like, man, I'm willing to. Things have become so difficult here in Utah or Arizona or over in Arkansas, wherever, that I'm going to actually pick up my family and move to access a new job opportunity in North Dakota. That takes a little while. So it's got to be a sustained effort, and it is, and we're going to continue that because it's really the best prospect we have to keep this, to continue to fuel this economy that we have in North Dakota. When you've got about 17,000 unfilled jobs right now in the state. When you've got that, every one of those jobs represents unrealized potential in our workplace. So we're serious about these efforts, and we want to, as I said, continue to partner with businesses, bring people in. I keep referring to them, I think it's appropriate, as the new wave of pioneers. And it won't be long, and there'll be a second and third generation of those families, and the first ones came here to access opportunity.
90 seconds left here, but I want to ask you about two other things. One, you have been in the news a little bit lately since we've had a chance to visit with you on the air, and just want to make sure you know that a lot of our listeners have called about that and have offered a lot of support at a difficult time for you. So I hope you understand there's a lot of people out there that we're sorry to see you not run for governor and support you at a difficult personal time.
Hey, listen, Kathleen and I have felt the grace-filled nature of people here in North Dakota across these many weeks. We appreciate that support very much. The issue of whether to run for governor or not was one that we concluded it wasn't the right time for us and for our family. And you know, we've got peace with that decision, and we recognize and want to thank people for that support. We felt that it was there, but family comes first. We made that decision, and we move forward. We'll see what comes along the line, but I've got 14 months remaining on my term as Lieutenant Governor. I'm enjoying the work very much, and we've got important work yet to do.
Forum News Service story today suggests that one of the possible things in your future has been removed off the table, a run for, or rather an interest in the presidency at UND. Was that an accurate story?
Well, it was interesting because the headline that I read certainly didn't match up with my quotes, that I was discussing the idea of being an interim University of North Dakota president. And the point that I was trying to make was that that wouldn't interest me because I have these 14 months remaining on my term that I intend to fulfill. And that was the context in which I was discussing it. But, boy, anyone who's ever graduated from that university, like myself, or anyone who's been associated with that university, to have their name spoken in the same breath as the title president is flattering. And it's just a remarkable place that I love very much. It's important to my entire family and my dad, my uncles, myself, my little sister, graduates of that fine institution. And my wife and I just really haven't made any decisions about what to pursue up ahead, but we'll let you know when we do.
Sounds good. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you.
We'll let you get into the panel as they crank up here for the 2015 North Dakota Governor Summit on Economic Growth. More from the Madison downtown Fargo after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
New York City at Christmas time. There is nothing like it. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hinnon. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting a trip to the Big Apple. New York City at Christmas time is magical. You have to see it to believe it. And we have a great package that includes airfare, deluxe hotel accommodations, coach travel all around the city with a great guide, some great dinners, Trump Cafe, Cotton Club, and Ellen Stardust Diner, plus a show on Broadway, Les Mis, one of the best shows ever. Incredible show. And the Rockettes, Radio City's Christmas Spectacular. This is going to be a blast, and we have a great deal for you. Just $2,569 per person if you book before October 8th. So hurry. If you'd like complete details, you can call this telephone number, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. Christmas time in New York City. Trust me, this will be a trip you'll never forget.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Live at the Governor's Economic Summit, Radisson Hotel, downtown Fargo, our location today. I might actually be in the studio tomorrow, Todd. You know, we can, like,
throw stuff at each other and stuff, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be really
good. Wait, when's this?
Be unique.
When's this again? Tomorrow?
Yeah, it might just be.
I'm going to have to stock up on stuff to throw at you then.
You're going to Linton, though, aren't you?
Get some cans of ready weapons. So I'm going to Linton tonight.
You'll be back.
It'll be your chili cook-off course, you know, pheasant opener and stuff, and they always do a big chili cookout. Friday, we got football coming up kind of early on K-Fire, 415 Jamestown Century. So instead of going to go there tomorrow and kind of get the early start in the chili.
I'm thinking about going to Painesville this afternoon because the Cloverdale Big Flavor Trader is going to be down there serving up Cloverdale tangy summer sausage, brats, and rough-cut bacon. So listeners in Painesville, you know, check it out. It's going to 4 to 7. Then tomorrow, Alexandria, Eldon's, is the location. So if you're down in Alexandria area, stop in at Eldon's tomorrow between 11 and 2 and get yourself some tangy summer sausage, some ham patties, some brats. Oh, all free with the Cloverdale Big Flavor.
You know where we need to park that thing is we got the perfect spot right in front of K-Fire because we got the two driveways and you can kind of drive by, shake Scott's hand. You should be doing the show right out in front here.
Say, you got an idea there. We'll have to talk to our friends from Cloverdale about doing that. Yeah. Be kind of like our own little, sauerkraut days there in Wishick. We're making a tradition there, don't you know? Yeah. Speaking of, we love going to these towns. We love being out of all these towns, and we were up at Newtown not long ago, thanks to our friends at Little Missouri Inn and Suites and United Prairie Co-op and Jason's Superfoods. You get some good Cloverdale food there, boy. Jason's Superfoods, Wrench Chevrolet Buick, A&W Repair and Recovery, and WPX Energy. And we're looking forward to the Bakken Oil Products and Service Show in Dickinson, sponsored by the Dawa Solutions Group. Find out more and to register, go to BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson. That's actually in April, so they're doing some planning for that right now. But we love getting the top 10 towns out and about. Okay, let's get to some phones here waiting to weigh in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Joanne and Mandan wants to give a shout-out to somebody, a little thank you. We love thank yous, Joanne. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
I'm wonderful.
Great. I just wanted to thank you guys for your radio show in the morning. Listen to it every morning and enjoy it. Last week, Friday, I was in a funeral procession out to the Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan. And as we were going out, there was this young gentleman, and he had a tow truck, and he had a white car behind it. Evidently, he was picking it up on the road. And as we were driving by, he was standing at attention and saluting us. And it just brought warmth to my heart. I mean, it just, in fact, I'm getting tears again. And I thought that was so special. And I would just like to thank that gentleman. Hopefully he's listening. Or if somebody that is listening knows who he was, tell him thank you, and we really appreciated that.
Thank you, Joanne. Appreciate that. And you know what? Just hearing the story warmed my heart.
Yeah,
it was good.
I mean, it was just heartwarming.
That's neat. Yeah, you know, there's something about a funeral procession in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
That causes you to pause, isn't it? I mean, not so much when you're in it, because when you're in it, you know you're going to a funeral, and
right.
you're part of it. But when you come across one, and I was actually on Highway 2 up between Ray and Tioga. We got a bunch of two-lane stuff going on there. I think maybe it was just before Ray, west of Ray there a little bit. I don't remember the exact location, but out there this week, and I came across one, and all the lights were on, and you know, you see that, and you know, don't know the person from Adam, but your wheels start turning about life, and you know. And all those people following behind and honoring a life and the memories that come with it. And so this individual you described gave you a good memory. So kind of
yes,
and,
he very did.
Yeah. Thanks, Joanne. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you very much.
You bet. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can also text Todd, if you like, at 701-226-8503. Did this person just text a novel to you here?
And that is easily the longest text I've ever received from anybody, but it's good.
When you text Todd, he takes it and then puts it in something on my laptop where I can see it.
But you're limited to 140 characters, so it's like putting a whole bunch of Twitter feeds on, or Twitter posts or tweets or whatever.
I was like, there's no way this is a text. This must be an
email. No, it was all on text. I was kind of surprised.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good, as a matter of fact. But we appreciate it. And I know how that is. I've done that a few times. When you get on a roll with a text, you just keep going, right? And keep it going. This texter says, I've lived in North Dakota most of my life. The last 5 years worked construction all over the oil patch. I've worked with a lot of white people, some I liked, some I didn't. I had nothing to do with the color of their skin. I've worked with 6 to 8 black people, some I liked, some I didn't. Had nothing to do with the color of their skin. I worked with 10 to 12 Hispanics, most I liked, a whole lot. It had nothing to do with the color of their skin or where they were from. They would share their homemade burritos, candy from Mexico with me. I gave them treats and gifts to help them make it through the winter. In fact, when they left a job, some would look me up, say goodbye. When they came back, they'd look me up and say hello. I'm proud of that. One of the Mexicans that worked on my house, I paid for his massage therapist with my own money. My daughter was unofficially adopted by an Indian family because of their love and respect for each other. Her Indian dad taught her some life lessons that I'm very thankful for. In case you haven't guessed it, I'm a Caucasian Christian male, and I'm sick and tired of all this political correctness crap. Every minority and gay is offended by what I believe in, and I can't say anything about it because they're offended. But it's okay. And even in rogue to offend Christian beliefs and values. In response to the Transgender Day appreciation, what was it again? I think it was just Opposite Sex Day. But somebody somewhere called it Transgender Appreciation Day in Tioga. Remember? We had the call about this earlier in the week. I'm offended. It is not the responsibility of the school to do this. It is the parents. Did the school teach us under reading, writing, or arithmetic? I have a couple of gay relatives and friends with another that we might have over for Christmas. But I still believe it's wrong. It's up to the parents, not the school, to teach about this. Well, I believe the PC people have gone beyond accepting and understanding to trendy and in-your-face to Christian values. The principal of the Tioga High School has gone against the core values that the community was founded on and should be fired. Again, we really didn't get, you know, someone called the principal on our behalf and said, no, it's not Transgender Appreciation Day. It's, you know, Opposite Sex Day. The kids came up with this, so... I know the caller said that, but we did eventually clear that up, just so you know. Paul in San Francisco, listening on iHeartRadio or GCNLive.com. We love that. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about economic development in North Dakota. And there's a lot of sun, actually, in North Dakota, especially in the wintertime, on clear days. And Maine just passed a law requiring that utilities pay solar homeowners who have houses with 100 solar panels or more 33 cents a kilowatt hour for surplus. And I was thinking, wow, if Maine can do that, which is as far north as North Dakota, I would guess, actually further, it seems like North Dakota might benefit by building these houses with 100 solar panels, because when you do it, that's some sort of a magic number. 100 panels sort of industrializes the production of solar and generates enough income. I just came back from Germany, where the houses over there with 100 panels were making $2,000 a month income.
Sure. That's one way to make a buck, I guess. I don't know that that's going to catch fire, Paul, but it's an interesting idea. Appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening all the way out in San Francisco. What's on your mind continues after this short timeout. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are. Sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, Kellen Piper and his team at Piper's Auction Company are busy this time of year. Just go to Piper's.com and you'll get a little sense of exactly what I'm talking about. My goodness. And, of course, October, they have got a big month planned. But there are land auctions that are happening in Ammons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hettinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, Clay counties. Most of those North Dakota, a few Minnesota. But that exclusive Western Dakota land auction, featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. If you want a catalog, so you can keep tabs on all these, by the way, or would like, two ways to get one. One, you could just go to Pipers.com and check those out, or call Pipers and they'll send you a catalog on all of them. And here's the number, 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Monday up in Rugby. Mandan next Thursday for 90-plus counties in Oliver County there. And just a great list here. I'm just checking out the website. My gosh. They have got a lot coming up, as I say, a busy month. Stark, Dunn, lots of stuff in Dunn that is happening as well. Pipers.com. Or give them a call, 877-700-4099, and make sure you get that catalog from our friends there. Okay? All right, we're back in Fargo today for the 2015 North Dakota Governor's Summit on Economic Growth. Questions or comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That telephone number is 800-228-0550. Joel Kotkin, the keynoter, is speaking right now, as a matter of fact. And we're going to catch up with him a little later on for the news. Not going to get them on the show because they're running a little bit behind, mostly because the governor had so many good things to say, I guess. Al Anderson, Director of Commerce for the State of North Dakota and the Department of Commerce, is with us. How are you, Al?
I'm excellent, Scott. It's good to be here.
Now, you guys are hosting this. You're welcoming all these folks in here today, so tell us a little bit about the genesis of the idea and why you thought it was necessary.
Well, Scott, you know, it's one of those things that, and you've been a participant, we've been out west a lot talking about the economy, and of course, you know, energy has driven a large share of our growth in the past, but there's a lot of other things going on, and in particular in the east. So it was an opportunity for the governor to come out, meet with a lot of those business owners that are driving a tremendous amount of growth out here in both the advanced manufacturing and the technology businesses, and to really just celebrate a little bit North Dakota's success.
What do you think is the least known but yet the most impactful on North Dakota's economy right now? Where's the secrets that more of us should know about?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure there's secrets here in North Dakota, but across the nation, I don't think a lot of states know how well we've done at lowering our taxes, about really being what I would say is a small state. And the reason I say that's important is because not only can you get access to our you know, government leaders, but more importantly, you can get business owners around a table and solve problems.
So people know about the pillars of North Dakota's economy, which would be agriculture, has been since the beginning of time, right? Manufacturing, big part, and a lot of you know, innovative history, whether it be Bobcat or whether it be Case IH, way back to the Steiger days, you know, a lot of that, well known. And certainly on energy, and that literally goes back to the 50s with oil. You know, folks like Hess and a lot of those, Mike Armstrong being another, been at this for a long, long time, right? So those are all well known. What do you see as the emerging sector that we don't hear a lot about?
Oh, without a doubt, Scott, and it's intertwined in all of those industries that you just mentioned, but it's technology. It's the technology advances, and North Dakota is just the place to be. You know, we're often getting quoted as the Silicon Valley of drones now, but it's a lot more than that, and I think you tied into it very well when you talked about how entrepreneurship has kind of ended up in our lot of advanced manufacturing companies. If you look at whether it's Bobcat, whether it's why is John Deere here manufacturing so much, why is Microsoft here? All you have to do is look quickly, and you see that entrepreneurs, North Dakotans, came up with better ideas on how to advance areas of their particular industries, and that's why you see us moving forward, and I think the excitement is that's going to occur a lot in the aviation business here in the future, and of course, that technology will be very applicable to both our energy and our agricultural industries as well.
And when we talk about technology as a sector, so like ag, like energy, like manufacturing, technology as its own sector, what does that mean? I guess we get it when Microsoft has one of its biggest campuses in the world here, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. Obviously, that's tied to, again, the entrepreneurial history of the Great Plains startup here and everything else. But is technology that? Is it, you know, is it software? Is it what do you mean by technology?
Well, you've spent a lot of time in Western North Dakota. The easy part there is, well, if the Bakken was discovered in 51, why is it such a big deal right now? And it was technology, it was the directional drilling, it was the advanced stimulation techniques. Those things made it more economic and created the great, great excitement and great boom that North Dakota had here over the last few years. But in addition to that, it's things like how do you, for example, Aparios, a young upstart company here in Fargo that's growing dramatically, increasing in size, well over 200 people to date. And they're in shrinking their electronics. And so, you know, part of that was some of the history that may have been in the agricultural side. But now it's looking towards aviation and, in particular, the unmanned air systems, where they can provide smaller pieces of equipment that allow you to go sense and avoid. I guess the fun part is, if you think about it, I spent a lot of time on a tractor when I was young, and I spent a lot of time on oil rigs when I was much younger as well. And if I go to either one of those pieces of equipment today, I don't even know how to operate them. I mean, it's GIS, or GPS, excuse me, it's computer screens, it's everything is advancing so quickly, and it's just an exciting part to be. So I think technology comes through all of our different industries.
Yeah, and well said, because really that that fourth leg of the stool, if you will, the technology one, transcends all of them, right? Makes all of them more efficient, better, and able to do more things. The North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting was in Fargo this year. That in of itself, you know, pretty amazing. Okay, East versus West, and you had a number of companies highlighted that were partnering with, you know, oil and gas companies and oil field service companies, again, to through technology, allow them to do what they do more efficiently. So, that really is a great example.
And Scott, you know, if you think back, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was 2000 is what the governor said, that we were ranked 38th in personal per capita income. Today we're fourth or sixth, you know, somewhere in that range. And so we're not going to compete as a low-wage state. is just not going to happen. And so how do we have to have an extremely highly skilled workforce and be able to be advancing technology and making those improvements to be really successful and compete across the world.
Talk a little bit about what the Department of Commerce does. We talked to Drew Wrigley earlier about workforce. And, you know, he mentioned a meeting today with leaders here concerned about the challenges in recruiting a workforce and needing to do it. And I said, well, what's the state's role? And his point was, well, we run a state. We got to run a state, right? But we want to make sure we're creating the environment or assisting, you know, the private sector to make sure that, you know, as you pointed out, the fundamentals of why people would locate here, lower taxes and everything else. What's the Department of Commerce's role in all of that? What do you do?
Well, Scott, I would say if you made it in the old elevator speech, you'd say, well, our job is to create a business-friendly environment. And the four areas that we try to do that is one, of course, the economic development and finance side. So being the connectors for companies, for communities and possible business expansions and things like that. That's one role. The other role is, as you said, one of the key topics here is going to be on workforce. We've got workforce development, and our role there is really to play between job service, the university system, and the companies. So to try to, again, bring those folks together. We also have a role in the community services side. We have had so much growth recently that, you know, things like childcare and different community services have come to be, you know, highest priority. So we'll play in that role to work with communities and other providers, whether it's human services, whether it's job service or whoever, to try to connect them to help businesses move forward. And then last but not least is the tourism side. And a lot of people have asked, well, why would that tie into commerce? And really it's all about the image of North Dakota and getting our story out there that helps on the workforce side and on the business side. So it's we cover a lot of areas, and we could only do that through a lot of relationships with a lot of partners. I mean, in reality, it's the communities and the folks on the local level that really make all of that happen.
Fascinating. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit of the story today, and I'll let you get back into the conference and continue to take some more in. But a good day, a good lineup, and looking forward to taking it in myself after the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. I'm glad you're here. Appreciate it.
Al Anderson, who is Governor Jack Dalrymple's head of the Department of Commerce in North Dakota, they're sponsoring this economic summit on the governor's summit, rather, on economic growth. So it's one to take in for sure. All right, 17 before the top of the hour. By the way, I mentioned this earlier, so I'll just quickly get the details in here again. We got good news last night on the New York trip in that price of $25.69 that includes airfare, hotel accommodations, motor coach travel, and all those events. We arrive in New York City on Tuesday, December 1st, and this motor coach meets us, and all of a sudden we're off to see Manhattan, check into the hotel, do dinner at the Trump Cafe at Times Square that night, which is great fun. Wednesday the 2nd. Breakfast on us, top of the rock for a fantastic view of the Big Apple, St. Patrick's Cathedral, see Grand Central Station, one of the New York City's most famous landmarks, and then head to the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, dinner that night at the Cotton Club, which includes a live jazz performance. The next day, breakfast again, Fox News Channel, Metropolitan Museum of Art, Central Park, Fifth Avenue, doing dinner at Ellen's Stardust Diner. And then we head to the Imperial Theater for Les Mis, Tony Award-winning show. It'll be fantastic. Friday, 9/11 Memorial and Museum. That'll change your life. If you haven't seen that, it is phenomenal. Wall Street, the United Nations, doing dinner that night, Little Italy, Radio City Music Hall, the Rockettes that night, and then Saturday, the 5th, one last day of touring. So it's December 1st to Tuesday through the 5th. Everything I just mentioned. Breakfast every morning, the two shows, the touring, the coach, the hotel, the airfare, $2,569 per person. It's a great deal, and we've extended that rate through Monday. But if you've been thinking about this, you only have until Monday, so we have a deadline. You can't waste any time. If you want the full tour and package and details, email me right now, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at flagfamily.com, Scott at flagfamily.com, or call Group Travel Planners at 952-898-3478, extension 228. That's for Jason Rand. More coming up from Fargo after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tasking as a travel agent and radio talk show host. doing a lot of things and none of them well.
It's always good to fall back on, you know, jack of all trades, master at none. I'm very familiar with that one. But
are you
always
really
good to have something to fall back on, because we're always going to travel. People are not going to quit traveling, especially to New York City. My God.
No, I know. It'll be fun. Fun. But we do need to... We need to round up a few more folks before the Monday deadline at that great price, so we can all head off to New York City. So I don't want anybody to put it off any longer. I want them to come along and join the fun. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, there is a neat event happening up in Williston that I was not able to. I was invited to participate in. I said, I'd love to do it. Just got to make the calendar work and then Come to find out, it's the same day as the governor's economic summit, which we had told the governor some time ago that we would be broadcasting from, so not able to be at both. But there's a movie premiere that is happening in Williston today that I would love for folks to go and take in. The Williston New Hope Wesleyan Church actually is behind this, and we chanted on Energy Matters on, what day do we do that show again, Todd? Tuesday.
Yeah.
About,
I know they all blur, don't they?
Yes. All run together. But anyway, it was on the other day talking about this. Really a neat thing. Woodlawn is the movie. Okay? And so the movie itself is fantastic, called Woodlawn. But they're doing a whole, like, fun thing before the movie. But this is the world premiere of the movie. So it's here before it's premiering anywhere else. And they're doing it right on Main Street. They're calling it Main Street Mayhem. So it goes from 5 until 7. And then the actual theater, I think there's 4 showings of the movie, and you got to get a ticket for that. But the event from 5 to 7 is absolutely free. And red carpet preview for those who have been invited to see the early showing. The band Atlantic will be doing live music. And it's really cool. This story itself is just amazing. Pastor Mike told us a little bit about it on the show the other day. But it's one of those really feel-good stories. So it's worth going to see the show. If you don't get a chance to see it in Williston today, find it sometime, take it in. You'll like it. Good movies are hard to find these days. But Main Street Mayhem will be a great opportunity for people to learn more about the movie, and they're going to show clips of the film. A couple actors are going to be present. And I think the first 200 folks get pictures with, like, one of the actors who's in town for the movie. And so it's kind of neat. Sean Astin is his name. He might be a big star. I don't know. Who else is in it?
He might be. He is a star.
I know. I just don't. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, just because he's not Kardashian doesn't mean.
I'm not a pop culture guy. I guess he is.
I'm not that. I may be more than of one than you, but not by much. But yeah.
And there's somebody else in the movie that is a bigger name, but I can't remember. That I actually would remember.
Sean Astin was the guy in Rudy, the Notre Dame football guy that kept trying to make the team
job.
And finally made it and made the big play at the end, even though he was undersized. Yeah,
Caleb,
he was the lead guy there. So.
Caleb Castile is another one that people talk about. But again, all I know is this is a good movie, and you're going to want to take it in. That's all I'm saying. All right, so check out the Mayhem, Main Street Mayhem, right in front of the South Graham Theater, 5 to 7 in Williston today. And to all my friends in Williston, sorry I can't be there. Last chance to chime in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see, a couple texts we didn't get to earlier. Mike from South Dakota says, the media is second-guessing Ben Carson. Well, of course they are. Of course they are. That's the game. Another texter says, I received my book from Enoch Thorsgaard, Enoch Saga, yesterday. Looking so forward to reading it. Thank you, guys. Glad you did. You know, Enoch sent all those out himself. Know something?
Did you get me one?
Well, you had to go on the list. I have an extra one, but I'm happy to share with you.
Okay.
It is a great book. I want to go up there and interview Enoch again. That was fun radio.
Yeah.
Another texter says, you know what? I think we should mind our own business on the Putin thing. What was the saying about our parents telling us, don't worry about what bullies do? Worry about yourself and what you're doing?
Well, but we do need to protect ourselves, though.
Yeah. Another says, going back to the Ben Carson question, I often wondered why, when people get in a situation like that, they don't band together and trying to save everyone, at least as many as they can. I also think that question was asked to Dr. Ben Carson, should also be asked to Barack Obama to see how he'd respond. That would be interesting. And here's the deal. I think when you, obviously, now from this particular situation, if you're a presidential candidate, be careful how you answer because it's going to get misused. Who knows how you'd respond, right? I mean, who knows? I'd like to tell you how I think I would respond, and I'd want to respond, and I think I would respond like Dr. Ben Carson suggested. Number one, being true to my faith, but number two, saying how can I answer honestly, but also help these other people who know what's coming next and create a bit of a ruckus. But I don't know, maybe you'd freeze, right? You just don't know. You just don't know. You really don't. So, but I think to pile on Ben Carson for this is nothing short of ridiculous. I really do. I have to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache, though, before we let you go. And phones are starting to ring here, and unfortunately we have a very short period of time left, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. So we welcome your calls, though. When you call, just press 1, and we'll get your message, and we'll use it tomorrow on the show. High Plains Apache wanted me to tell you the 2016 models are in, and you can see them now, and they're wheeling and dealing. They also have deep discounts on the remaining 2015 models. There's low-interest financing. The ETH Center means they have any part you could possibly need at your fingertips when you walk in the door, or they'll have it at your door in a day or two. That's simple. HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see them. They're great folks. Right by Bonanza in Mandan. Exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.